When rapid diagnostic tests were introduced, all suspected malaria patients were now able to get blood tests at their primary healthcare PHC facilities. Since PHC facilities were expected to report malaria cases, surveillance became mostly passive. At this point, the number of additional cases identified through active surveillance, the yield, was no longer so great. So the active surveillance program was mostly discontinued. But active surveillance might become more important again as South Africa embarks on its malaria elimination strategy, since disease elimination requires identifying all cases in the community, not only those who seek care at a health facility.